Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions. Here are three former champions. A paramedic from Tucson, Arizona, Craig Westfall. A publisher from Washington, D.C., Nick Sweezy. And a recent graduate student from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Celeste DiNucci. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome again to our Tournament of Champions. We got off to a great start yesterday. The object, of course, for the 15 players competing in this tournament is to come back next week as the Nifty Nine, those nine semifinalists. And today, Celeste, Nick, and Craig are attempting to do exactly that. Good luck. Here we go, the Jeopardy round. First round of play, usually easier, of course, and here are the categories. Starting off with anagrammed Canadian provinces, followed by the director's chair. You identify the director. We'll go to the buffet. We'll deal with the New York Times columnists. We have Baby Got Bach. And finally, four A's for you. Each correct response will have four of the letter A. Celeste, start.
How about the director's chair for $200?
Apollo 13, splash. Nick.
Who's Ron Howard?
Right.
Director's chair for $400, please.
Piranha 2, The Spawning. The Terminator. Craig.
Who's James Cameron?
Right.
The director's chair, $600.
Eraserhead. Blue Velvet. Craig.
Who's David Lynch?
Yes.
Director's chair, $800.
The Stranger. The Magnificent Ambersons. Celeste.
Who is Orson Welles?
Correct.
And for $1,000?
The Pianist. Frantic. Craig.
Who is Roman Polanski?
Good.
Baby Got Back for $200.
Bach was preoccupied with these instruments. The one at Weimar Court Chapel was remodeled per his instructions. Craig.
What is an organ?
Yeah.
Bach for $400.
While in Weimar, Bach composed 30 of these choral compositions that take their name from the Italian for sing. Craig.
What are cantatas?
Yeah.
Bach for $600.
Pablo Casals started his day by playing one of Bach's suites for this unaccompanied instrument. Celeste.
What is the cello?
Yeah.
Baby Got Bach for $800.
Bach grew up in Eisenach, the city where this reformer translated the New Testament at Wartburg Castle. Celeste.
Who is Martin Luther?
Yeah.
And Baby Got Bach for $1,000.
First performed in Leipzig in 1729, one of Bach's most sacred works is this evangelist's passion. Nick.
Who is St. John?
No. Craig.
Who is St. Matthew?
St. Matthew is right, yes.
At the buffet for $200.
The buffet boasts this ham, the true prosciutto, from an Italian province that's also famous for a certain cheese. Celeste.
What is Parma?
Correct.
At the buffet for $400.
For dessert, this rich custard topped with caramelized sugar that's so brittle you can shatter it with a spoon. Craig.
What is creme brulee?
Yeah.
Buffet for $600.
Soup selections include mulligatawny and this hearty Mexican one made with both tripe and calf's feet. Craig.
What is...
Sorry, too much time. Nick or Celeste, what is menudo? Craig, you pick again.
Buffet for $800.
How about some fruit salad featuring this apple variety whose name means a festive celebration? Nick.
What is gala?
Yeah.
At the buffet for $1,000, please.
Traditionally, eggs Florentine is poached eggs on a bed of spinach, topped with this sauce, a variation on bechamel. Craig?
What is hollandaise?
No. Nick or Celeste? Celeste.
What is béarnaise?
No. Sauce is Mornay.
Oh.
Mornay. All right, Craig has a $1,000 lead, and we're going to take a break for these commercials. Back in a moment. On yesterday's program, we were talking to the contestants about what they did with their winnings. And Craig Westfall from Arizona, you had a little bit of a yin and yang thing going.
Yeah.
What did you do? You bought a minivan.
Right.
And to counter that?
I bought a 72 El Camino.
Do you drive the minivan? Or the muscle car?
I drive the minivan more often. I have two young children. I get out when I feel like I need to make an appearance in something that's a little more sporty and macho looking, so I drive that to work a lot of times, so
I don't understand completely. Nick Sweezy from Washington, D.C. We're not going to talk about gains and things you acquired, I want to talk about something you lost. 25 pounds?
That's right, Alex. I sure did. You know, I was thinking that for pre-Jeopardy, you'd try to work out a little bit, make it kind of a holistic experience. The training kept it going, lost 25 pounds in the process.
Okay, terrific.
Celeste DiNucci, she did something that a lot of people have expressed a desire to do. You rented a house where?
In Tuscany.
In Italy?
Yes.
And you did that with how many of your friends?
Well, it was supposed to be six of my friends and family were supposed to be coming along with me.
Uh-huh.
And after I reserved and paid for the four-bedroom farmhouse in Tuscany, they all dropped out except for one person. So.
All right, let's get back into this. Nick has command of the board. He has no money, though, so hopefully he will select a clue that will allow him to make some money.
Stick New York Times columnist for 200, please, Alex.
An astronomical viewing facility or Henry Fountain's column in Tuesday's Science Times. Celeste.
What is observatory?
Right.
Four A's for you, 200.
This Creole dish is made of rice cooked with ham, sausage, chicken, or shellfish. Craig.
What is jambalaya?
That's got four A's.
Columnist for 400.
After the death of Red Smith, George Vesey became a columnist on this subject. Craig.
What is sports?
You're right.
Columnist 600.
CCNY grad Clyde Haberman writes the New York City column for this section that doesn't have Politan after it. Craig.
What is Metro?
Metro, right.
Columnist 800, please.
Our town's columnist Peter Applebaum has come far since his career began at this state's Ypsilanti Press. Celeste.
What is Michigan?
Yes.
Four A's for 400.
I like to move it. Move it. France held this Indian Ocean island nation as a colony until 1960. Celeste.
What is Madagascar?
That's right. Yes, oh. Move It, Move It, the song from that film. Go again.
Ah, yes. Four A's for 600.
It's also known as a Queensland nut. Celeste.
What's a macadamia?
That's right.
And for 800, four A's?
It's the instrument heard here. Listen. Nick.
What's a balalaika?
Balalaika, yes.
Let's try four A's for 1,000, please.
The bingi is a central ritual in this religion founded in the late 1920s in Jamaica. Craig.
What is Rastafarianism?
Yes.
Columnist for 1,000.
For those who blend materialism and counterculture, David Brooks coined Bobo, bourgeois these. Nick.
What's Bohemians?
That's it.
Anagram Canadian provinces for 200, please.
Late bar. Celeste.
What's Alberta?
Right.
For 400.
No ratio. Craig.
What is Ontario?
Correct.
1,000.
Answer is the Daily Double. Jump right through it.
I'll make it a two Daily Double.
Whoa, hello. For a total of $10,000, here is the clue. A hacksaw nest.
What is Saskatchewan?
You are correct. Craig, tell me honestly, did you run the provinces from west to east, or did you start in the Atlantic?
I started with the longest ones in letters, and from there.
Okay. All righty, select again.
600, please.
So, vacation? Celeste.
What is Nova Scotia?
That's right, and now the last one. I'm a baton. Celeste.
What is Manitoba?
Correct. And you wind up with an even 5,000. That's half of Craig's total. And Nick will be the one to select first in Double Jeopardy. When we come back. He lost the weight, but now he needs to make the money. Here are the categories for Double Jeopardy. Starting off with Machu Picchu, followed by Broadway musicals, scientists, collectibles, women authors, and finally, historic Supreme Court decisions. Marbury v. Madison would be an example. Nick, you go first.
Let's try women authors for 400, please, Alex.
In The Jainites, a story by Rudyard Kipling, a group of soldiers have a deep admiration for this author. Celeste.
Who is Jane Austen?
Correct.
For women authors for 800?
There was a lot of buzz over Sue Monk Kidd's debut novel, The Secret Life of These. Celeste.
What is Bees?
Yes.
Women authors for 1,200.
More than 20 of her novels, including Zoya and Jewels, have been adapted for TV or film. Celeste.
Oh. Who's Neil Hurston?
No. Nick?
Who's Danielle Steele?
Yes, she's the one.
Authors for 16, please.
This author who battled Alzheimer's in her final years was the subject of the movie Iris. Nick?
Who's Iris Murdoch?
Yeah.
Authors for 2000.
She won a Pulitzer for The Shipping News and also wrote the short story Brokeback Mountain. Celeste?
Who's Annie Prue?
Yes.
Let's go to Machu Picchu for 400.
All right, here I am in that scenic location.
The Temple of the Sun, just below us, was used for calendar purposes. That large ledge in the middle of the room aligns directly with sunlight at sunrise on June 21st, the winter one of these in Peru.
Celeste.
What's the solstice?
Correct.
Machu Picchu for 800.
Hiram Bingham came upon the ruins of Machu Picchu and then wrote about the marvels he had seen in the April 1913 edition of this magazine.
Celeste.
What is National Geographic?
Correct.
Machu Picchu for 1200.
Here at the main temple, Inca masons, who were terrific craftsmen, were able to fit together with precision different sizes of this quarried stone without using any mortar.
Greg.
What is limestone?
No. Celeste or Nick? They used white granite. Back to you, Celeste.
Machu Picchu for 1600.
Some people believe that lines of energy around the globe come together at special spiritual points called these, like in Sedona, Arizona, and here at Machu Picchu.
Those special places are called vortices or vortexes. Celeste, back to you.
Let's
see, you're learning something.
Finish out the category for 2000.
All right, here we go.
The words up here, men's feet found rest at night near eagle's talons, are from the poem The Heights of Machu Picchu by this great Chilean poet.
Celeste.
Who's Neruda?
Pablo Neruda. You are correct.
Broadway musicals for 400.
Of Reba McEntire's performance in this show, Ben Brantley said, she didn't need a gun to bring New York City to its knees. Craig.
Where does Annie get your gun?
That's it.
Scientist for 400, please.
Within an 18-month period, 1665 to 1667, he made discoveries about light, color, and gravitation. Craig.
Who's Isaac Newton?
Yes.
Scientist 800, please.
Answer. First of the two daily doubles. You trail Celeste by 600.
I'll bet 6,000.
All right, here is the clue. In 1869, this Russian chemist predicted the properties of three undiscovered elements based on his periodic law.
Who is Mendeleev?
That's it. Dmitri Mendeleev.
I'll take scientists for 1,200.
Einstein unsuccessfully attempted to refute this man's uncertainty principle. Craig.
Who's Heisenberg?
Yes.
Scientist 16.
In 1628, this Brit published his study on the motion of the heart and of the blood in animals. Celeste.
Who's Harvey?
Yes.
Scientist for 2000.
This man who figured out the movement of particles in a liquid gave the cell nucleus its name. Celeste.
Who is Brown?
Robert Brown, yes.
Broadway musicals for 800.
One performer in The Lion King affectionately called her cheetah puppet this in honor of a Chicago star. Nick.
What is Queen Latifah?
No. Celeste Craig. What is Cheetah Rivera, great Broadway star. Celeste.
Broadway musicals for 1,200.
In the 2005 revival of this musical, Patti LuPone not only played Mrs. Lovett, she also played the tuba. Celeste.
What is Gypsy?
No. Nick or Craig? What is Sweeney Todd? Go again, Celeste.
Broadway musicals, 1,600.
Donna McKechnie kicked up her heels as Cassie in this show in 1975. Charlotte d'Amboise recently played the part. Celeste.
What is a chorus line?
Yes.
And Broadway musicals for 2000.
A character known as Man in Chair plays the LP of a 1928 musical, and voila, it comes to life in this sleepy hit. And it's called The Drowsy Chaperone. You thought about it, but too late, Celeste. Go again.
Collectibles for 400.
If you can find Hull's Little Red Riding Hood one of these, you'd best keep your hands and Oreos out of it. Nick.
What's a cookie jar?
Yeah.
Collectibles for 800, please.
When you care enough to collect the very best, you might consider this company's annual keepsake ornaments. Craig.
What is Hallmark?
That's it.
Collectibles for 1,200.
In 1907, the Fenton Art Glass Company introduced this type of glass, named for a fair where pieces were given as prizes. That's a lovely bit of carnival glass. Craig, go again.
Collectible 16, please.
If you can find one out there, Peanut the Elephant, one of these little guys, still sells for more than $1,000. Celeste?
What's a Beanie Baby?
Beanie Baby, yes.
Okay, collectibles for $2,000.
Soft colors and a high gloss finish make the porcelain pieces from this Spanish company appealing to collectors. Nick?
What's Yadro?
Yadro, right.
Historic Supreme Court decisions for $400, please.
The choice to take a small boat or else just walk across a shallow stream. Craig?
What is Sail or Wade?
Nope. Nick?
What is Roe versus Wade?
That's it. Roe v. Wade.
$800, please.
Moses Talking Shrub rails against the results of bloody conflict. Craig?
What is Bush v. Gore?
Yeah.
$1,200, please.
Answer. The other Daily Double. Well, you've managed to find them all, and you've wagered big on each one of them. You have the lead with $18,000.
I'll bet $2,000.
Okay. All right, as we get closer to the end, strategies change. Colorful recluse spider is found to cure lack of interest in the formal learning process.
What is Brown versus Board of Education?
Correct.
Go ahead. $1,600, please.
Hotel Bible disapprovingly tells the story of a nasty wagon maker. Craig?
What is Gideon versus Wainwright?
Yes, and now the $2,000 clue. A fearsome kilt wearer dupes it out with a 70s sitcom junk dealer. What is Dred Scott v. Sanford? $21,600 for Craig. Celesto, still very much in contention with $15,800, and that keeps Nick's $6,600 alive. Final Jeopardy category for the three of you. Historic names. Clue in a moment.
A little boy led Hiram Bingham through the brush to his 1911 discovery of Machu Picchu. Now, at first, Hiram thought that he had stumbled upon an area where the Incas had gone to get away from the conquistadors. But papers from a 16th century lawsuit showed that this might be a royal winter retreat, not a strategic fortress. And as a matter of fact, in all of the years that the Spaniards governed Peru, they didn't make it to Machu Picchu, which may explain why it's so well preserved.
The gecko welcomed some new neighbors in a Geico ad with these treats called biscuits in the UK. What are cookies? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We're looking for a historic name. Here's the clue. He is quoted as saying, another such victory over the Romans, and we are undone. 30 seconds. Good luck. Nick, we start with you. You were in third place, and you came up with which name you wrote down. Who was Pyrrhus? Yes, the Pyrrhic victory. You are correct. And you add 4,000, taking you to 10-6. Let's go to Celeste. Her response. Pyrrhus, right. Her wager, 6,000. 21,800, moving you into the lead as we come to Craig. Pyrrhus? Yes. Wager, 5,000. You're the winner today. You're the semifinalist. Impressive scores for Celeste and Nick. We'll see how that works out at the end of the week. We'll say goodbye until tomorrow. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.